With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Those gas lines may be long, but Governor Ron DeSantis assures Floridians there is enough fuel for them to fill up and get out of the way of Hurricane Milton. Category 4 storm expected to roar ashore later tomorrow or early Thursday in the Tampa Bay area.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what is going to happen in terms of this track. It is predicted that this will weaken, but you know, it was not predicted that it would get this strong to begin with. So we can hope and pray that it does weaken. But as of right now, this is a ferocious hurricane.
And if you have been ordered to evacuate, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor hopes you'll comply.
You have that responsibility as well. This is the real deal here with Milton.
Hurricane and storm surge warnings are up along most of Florida's west coast. Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. senator with 23 years of military service is weighing in on Kamala Harris's 60 Minutes interview.
Senator Joni Ernst described Harris's answers about U.S. relations with Israel as another word salad.
Blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much, Kamala Harris, for your feckless lack of leadership.
Ernst tells the Salem Radio Network Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has in fact been a strong ally of the United States.
The problem is we have a leader who will not work with him.
Ernst says Israel has been forced to go it alone in defending itself against a steady barrage of attacks from Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court listening to arguments today focusing on the federal regulation of hard-to-trace ghost guns. And Georgia's Supreme Court has reinstated, for now, the state's ban on abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wall Street, the Dow down 37 points. NASDAQ is up 110. This is SRN News. The French discover another problem with transgenderism.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion groups have outraged pro-lifers by almost 8-1 in campaigns or ballot measures across the U.S. this year. But the advantage doesn't show in ad buys in Florida, which has the most expensive campaign of the 9 states, where voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitutions. The Florida numbers don't reflect what the state GOP or Republican-controlled government agencies have spent either. This is SRN News. Another Nobel Prize is handed out.
Two pioneers of artificial intelligence have won the Nobel Prize in Physics. John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton were awarded the prize on Tuesday for discoveries and inventions that formed the building blocks of machine learning. The Nobel Committee's Ellen Moons assesses their contribution to science.
These artificial neural networks have been used to advance research across physics topics as diverse as particle physics, material science, and astrophysics.
Hinton says he's flabbergasted at being honored, adding AI is revolutionizing the way we work and live, but also creates new threats to humanity. I'm Charles Diladesma.
No relief yet from windy conditions. Dry weather, it's fueled deadly wildfires in western North Dakota. People have been chased from their homes, and one person has been killed. More details at SRNnews.com.